internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moyet. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. This is Ida Moyet, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. Last week, we had a very exciting program dealing with the NFL disability and pension issues for retirees. Well, we're back again by popular demand to talk about that subject again. And today, we're going to actually examine the actual testimony of Douglas W. L., plan counsel for the Burt Bell, Pete Rozelle NFL Players Retirement Plan on behalf of the NFL Association before the Subcommittee of Commercial Administrative Law, Committee of Judiciary, and the U.S. House of Representatives. Again, we have as our guest Mr. Henry Lawrence, my co-host. How are you, Henry?
Hello, Diana. How are you doing?
Okay. Of course, Henry is our returning co-host, and he spent about almost 15 years with the Oakland Raiders. And he, of course, is one of our future Hall of Famers here. And we're looking forward to having him this evening and listening to what he has to say about this. We also have Bernie Parrish. Of course, Bernie, of course, is at the forefront of these congressional hearings, was there. And Bernie, of course, has a long history with the NFL. He was drafted in 1958, round 9. He was also with the Cleveland Browns from 1959 to 1966 and 1966. He's also with the Houston Oilers. But he's being most remembered for his ability to actually stir up everybody where this retirement plan situation is concerned, because Bernie feels, and I'm going to quote his words, that the NFL and the Players Association have not done enough for people who built this league. In addition to that, and by the way, say hello to the people, Bernie.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me again, Ida.
Thank you so very much. And, of course, our wonderful guest from last week is also Mel Owens. Mel Owens is a former NFL linebacker. He was selected in the first round of Los Angeles Rams out of the University of Michigan in 1981 draft. He played his entire career for the Rams and finished 9 seasons with 26.5 quarterback sacks. Welcome to the show again, Mel.
Thanks for having me again, Ida. I really appreciate it.
And again, let me make sure that the people understand that Mel is just not a football player or a former football player. Mel is also a what we would consider as a workman compensation and disability specialist attorney. So he also is at the forefront of this issue because he actually sees these players who are trying to get their workman compensation as well as trying to get their benefits. Now, again, before we get into the program, guys, you know, we're just about ready to start the season again. People are going to be reporting to the camps, and all the summer vacation is over. And tell me what you would tell those rookies out there, Henry Lawrence.
What would I tell them?
Give them a few tips, yes.
Well, they're pretty much up on it now. These guys, they're going into the combines. They're going to the camps in Arizona, Florida, New York, and they're hiring trainers. They're going in with the right approach and physically ready to play, but they better be mentally ready to take that grudge of 2-a-days and all the other things that come along with it.
But what one thing would you tell them that they can take throughout their entire career?
The one thing that I can tell them now is that that their career could be over tomorrow. So they need to start planning now. Many of them are acting as if it'll go on, but a lot of the guys, tomorrow they'll be retired players, and they need to be thinking about that going in as well as why they're in there.
Absolutely. And in addition, I'm going to add to that, that if you have college disability insurance, make sure that you roll that over into your professional insurance, because you can do that. It may cost you a little bit more because now you're footing the bill on that, but also it will be protection for you because you don't get all your benefits all up front. So if something happens to you in your first year, at least you have some protection. And Bernie, I'm going to ask you the same question. What would you tell the rookie, something that can take him through his entire career?
Don't get a concussion.
Okay, you heard it right here. Don't get a concussion. And what can they do to actually avoid that, Bernie?
You always think that you're going to last forever. I did. We all did. You know, and that's the way you have to think, or you can't play that game. And so they just got to give it their best shot. And there's no need to hold anything back. You're at the top, and it will only be a few who make it all the way. So you'll if you don't give it your best shot, you'll regret it the rest of your life.
Okay, so you heard it right there from a real pro. And of course, Mel, you know, you have obviously spent so many years in NFL. What would you tell a rookie to take him through his entire career?
Well, the first thing I would tell him, Ida, is that they should pay particular attention to their physicality, because that's the only thing they have in professional sports. Because once your physicality goes on you, there's no need for you to be playing for that team anymore, and they will surely cut you. Number two, what I would tell them, to pay close attention to their medical records. And like I said last week, even before I went to training camp, even if I was a rookie or if I was a 10-year guy, I would go and get my own medical exams so that I would know exactly where I am in that particular time in my life. And then I would go back personally and request every single record from every team that I played with. So when I walk out of the game, I have my own records, because from my experience, I've noticed that some of these records have a tendency to get lost. So I would tell them to be very aware of all of their records and get them and accumulate them throughout their career. So they'll have them when it's all over. Is at some time, like Bernie knows and Henry knows, at some point in time, if you don't have those records to reflect back on, they're going to blame it on old age. Okay, so I would suggest that they lock in their physical being at a certain age, wherever they are in their careers. That's exactly what I would tell them.
Well, I say that's some strong information there. I remember when I spoke with a gentleman who was a player representative from the Pittsburgh Steelers one year on our show, and he said, remember, you're in the life. In other words, it's not a normal life. It's in the life, and it is a short period that you will spend in your life. You will work in the life for maybe 5 or 10 years, and you'll live in retirement for 50 years. So what you want to do is you want to have fun. You want to basically, know who to impress. You want to earn the veteran's respect. You want to watch the guy in front of you. You want to go with the flow. You want to know the fundamentals. You want to do your homework, relish the routine, find a friend, and be prepared for the heat. So, again, those are the things that, you rookies guys out there listening to this, these are some things that you can follow. But keep in mind, the NFL is not for long. It's in the life. Now, let's shift to our program here, because we've got a lot to cover this session here. And I want to first introduce to you some of the players on the actual plan console, I should say, of this Burt Bell, Pete Rozelle NFL player retirement plan. This is the thing that's in the controversy here. The gentleman's name is Douglas W.L. Now, he's with the Grooms Law Group. Now, he quotes himself as saying that he's with the best, and they're the best employee benefits firm in the country. But he also goes to say that we prove this every day because of depth of our experience and expertise. He's been listed as the best lawyer in America for the past 10 years, recently named by Washingtonian Magazine as the best lawyer in D.C., has achieved national reputation for his work on legislative, fiduciary, collective bargaining issues arising for design and management of employee benefit plans. He serves as the chair of the employee benefits section of the D.C. Bar and has authored numerous publications on employee benefits and speaks frequently on this issue. Now, he is most noted for his work with the National Football League Players Association, because he has garnered his attention based on the 1993 collective bargaining agreement that he says is the foundation of success for pro football today, largely because it got management and the union working together. And he drafted this new plan including the first 401k in sports. And so he says, based on that, he is now branching out into disability and annuity to help players with their retirement. Now, again, this work is ongoing, but one of the things that he quoted, and it's in his bio, he says that he knows that they're doing intellectual challenges of litigation because he has helped with, he has won more than 20 cases on motion for summary judgment without trial on these NFL cases. So out of the 25 cases that were tried, 24 of them were actually won by him. Now, I'm going to sort of defer to Mel on this. Summary judgment without trial. What's wrong with this?
Well, probably the other side does not have all the evidence, right? And from my, you know, law school recollection, that the judge can make a decision based on the information in front of them. And if you don't have enough evidence to proceed a trial, they can just grant summary judgment to the opposing side. However, now, I don't know anything about these cases in particular, but I know one thing, that a lot of the guys that are going in front of the line of duty and the total permanent do not have their records. I know this for a fact because I'm helping a lot of guys after the fact. I'll ask them, what did you bring into your orthopedic exam with your line of duty? Nothing. Nothing. So basically, I ask them, what did they do? Some occasions, they don't even take x-rays. It's just a push and pull, right? Push and pull on your joints and say, sorry, you don't meet the criteria. Or one player told me, a doctor told him when he was walking through the door, you're not going to like my report, okay? Another player sent me his report. The doctor referred to him as a golfer from Georgia, okay? So the players are walking in there without, you know, being fully loaded, okay? So what I'm trying to do now is get these records, get them examinations before they go in there so the doctors have to at least consider all the evidence. If you don't consider all the evidence, it shouldn't rise to the level of substantial evidence.
Okay. Mel, we're going to stop here on that point. We're going to come back, let you finish that. And, guys, what he's saying out here, you've got to have the arsenal to go after these benefits. You can't go in there empty-handed. You can't assume just because you've been with the NFL that, in fact, that you can win this case hands down. Because you are dealing with a tumultuous group of people who have a lot of experience, and they know all the ins and outs on that. This is Ida Moye, your host, and you are listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We'll be back more with the congressional hearings, and, of course, we'll hear from some of our other guests. Mel Owens is here. He is our workman compensation expert and disability expert, and we also have Henry Lawrence, played with the Oakland Raiders, and, of course, Bernie Parrish, who, of course, is at the forefront of these congressional hearings. We'll be back in three. Thank you, and this is Ida Moye.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
From the Super Bowl to the World Cup. Every major sporting event in between. Front Row with Sports Travel Insider Robert Tuchman will take you on a private ride into the exclusive world of high-end sports travel. Tune in every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern as Robert interviews key event organizers as well as star athletes and celebrities who attend these events. That's Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host, former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on the Voice America Sports Channel every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Ray believes it is the fans that support America's favorite sport, and they should be able to express their opinion about the game with passion. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. And let's talk football.
We just say it like it is.
And you can too.
Internet Sports Talk Radio.
The Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. This is Ida Moyer, and we are continuing with the issue whether or not the NFL disability and pension plan is broken, or is it all in Congress' head? Again, I have with me this evening Henry Lawrence, who is former NFL player with the Oakland Raiders. And Henry is, of course, a successful business person in Florida, and he is at the forefront of this retiree issue in terms of looking at how we can improve this or overhaul it. In addition to that, we have Mel Owens, who is, of course, a former NFL player with the Rams. And Mel is also an attorney, and he specializes in workman compensation and disability for NFL players. And then we have Bernie Parrish, who has been the most outspoken on this issue. And Bernie is a former Cleveland Brown player, but also a successful businessman himself, and just sees the injustice he believes in the situation with seeing these top-notch players actually, after leaving the NFL, having to fend for themselves. Now, we are examining tonight the actual congressional hearings, and of course, we don't have with us the, you know, the actual defendants in that, or the Players Association or the counsel. So I'm going to read from their own testimony and introduce you to those players. Now, I talked about a gentleman by the name of his attorney, Douglas W.L., who is actually the counsel of the plan. Now, he stated that he had won something like close to 24 of the 25 cases that were litigated. Now, that sounds like on its face that that is indeed a very sterling record. But the question becomes is that it's almost quite sad, because if you look at the numbers that were actually to get to that 24-25, it's startling. Total disability applications, this is his own words, 1,052. Approved at the initial stage, 358. Denied at the initial stage, 675. 50% of those initially approved were denied at initial stage, and 19 right now are awaiting initial decisions. Applicants denied at initial stage have the right to appeal. 223. Now, remember, I said there were 675 denied. Only 223 appealed. Less than half appealed. On the approval on appeal, 69. 132 denied on appeal. So half of those who appealed were denied, and 22 are pending. Applicants who have sued, 32. Retirement Board upheld 24. Retirement Board reversed 1. A lawsuit pending is 7. Overall, disability applicants, 1,052. Case pending, 48. Benefits approved, 428. Benefits denied, 576. Now, Bernie Parrish, tell me what's wrong with this picture.
Well, I don't understand those numbers, to tell you the truth. He said all for the month leading up to the hearings, they were saying there are 284 people, recipients of disability. And then Mr. L says tells the committee that there are 317. Now, there's only 121 listed on the NFL supplementary disability plan who received $9,180,000 total. That's 121. So the rest of that 317, if we believe the 317, are in our regular retirement plan, our Burt Bell, Pete Rozelle retirement player retirement plan. So they're really being paid retirement benefits, not disability benefits, and they are double dipping again with the numbers when they are claiming that the disabled, the 317 disabled beneficiaries are receiving $20 million. That isn't true. $10.8 million is coming out of our retirement plan, paid in retirement benefits, and they're double dipping for their PR gains.
So if we go back here and we look at benefits approved, 428, benefits denied, 576. Is it possible they were approved and then denied?
It could well be. I hear of players who are drawing their benefits 1 month and suddenly they cut them off and they can't find out for months what happened. So what are they talking about? Approved 428.
Well, it says overall disability applicants was 1,052.
Right.
Cases pending is 48.
Yeah, pending. Okay.
And then benefit approved 428.
Well, that's
benefits denied.
Is it? You know, well, I mean, the 428 is another number. They said 284, then 317. Now he's saying 428. If your benefits are approved, then you got to be receiving benefits. So what's, you know, they're fast and loose with their numbers.
Yeah. Now this again, the summary summarizes the disability decision and retirement plan since July 1993.
Yeah.
So these numbers are since July of 1993. So
well,
this is not current numbers.
No, that's when Groom Law came into the picture. And Groom Law, Mr. L, is an expert on employee benefits, but not from the employee side. He is an expert from the employer's side.
Correct.
Of the employee benefits.
Correct.
Okay, don't, you know, people get the impression, oh, he's employee benefits, he's on the employee side. He's not. He's on the employer's
just
side.
A misuse of the terminology.
Right.
Now,
right.
I would like to also let you know that he is a mathematician expert.
Right.
He has got a BS from MIT,
yeah,
and he's got a master's from the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a specialist in numbers.
Right.
So I, again, am a specialist in numbers as well. So I have actually taken these numbers and looked at them and said to myself, this doesn't make sense. Since July 1993, where is these numbers that's in the press?
Yeah.
So he's saying since 1993, do your math on that.
Yeah.
Only 428 have been approved. So the numbers that you're giving me, which is the 317?
Yeah.
Which must be
him.
The most recent numbers out of that 428. So take out the 317 and back it up. You have less than 100 people who have received these benefits before.
Well, he's the author of the number 317.
Okay.
From his testimony. So he's all over the place. And
so you got to follow that 317. And if you back out that 317, Mel, do you see where we're coming with this?
I do, and again, you know, I don't try to get bogged down in the numbers, and let me tell you why, is because even if you got the line of duty, right, it only lasts 7.5 years, okay? Then you're thrown back out onto the streets. So what they're doing for your disability, they're going to give you 7.5 years of a couple thousand dollars a month that they're going to ask you in turn to go pay for your own medical. Okay? They're just trading dollars. That's number one. And number two, it's easy to win cases and fudge the numbers when the players are at a disadvantage to begin with. They don't walk in with records. They don't walk in with reports. They don't know what they're up against. They're not even represented beforehand when they go see these doctors spread out around the country. So it's easy to go against the player with no records, because you've got to remember the board is three player representatives and three owners. It's always going to be a tie, basically, and a tie goes to the owners. So you're always going to lose, right?
Well,
I just want to say one more thing with this. In order to get line of duty or total permanent, especially line of duty, you have to rise to a level of disability. So a player walks in there and says, I hurt my knee, I had surgery, and hurt my shoulder, I had surgery. But there's all these other orthopedic injuries that are also have disability too, maybe 1% or 2%, but they all add up. You have to get a combined 25% upper and lower extremity to get this benefit. Okay, if it's just a lower extremity, you got to get 38, and if it's just an upper, it's 38. Remember, AMA guidelines, an amputation is 40%. Okay? Very tough to get with those standards, because those guys don't go in there fully loaded, like you said, with records and reports, right? If you had them, they're going to have to consider other records and reports you got from other doctors. Again, that's where all this preparation comes in, from, you know, years before you get to this stage. Because once you get to this stage and you have no ammunition, it doesn't make any difference. I can get summary judgment sitting from my home.
Not to get, you know, bogged down on the numbers, but Maxine Waters, Representative Maxine Waters from California, is a very bright lady. I certainly have great.
I agree with you, Bernie. Yes.
She was making the point that asking him players are eligible for disability, and he said to arrive at the 317. And he said, well, 13,000, and then he jumped around and wound up with 8,000. And then her point was, you mean out of 8,000 players, only 317 are drawing disability? That's like 3% in the most dangerous sport that was ever invented. And Representative Conyers, in a conversation we had in Detroit, made the observation that, look, you know, this is like the auto industry in Detroit. She said, instead of changing the design of the car, which will cost millions and millions, we'd rather defend the cases against the people who get killed because the brakes don't work. She said, this is typical of what corporations do.
Now, one of the statements that Mr. L made was that there's nothing in the law that tells an employer that he must provide a disability, a pension program. This is usually something that an employer has a choice to do. Unfortunately, he also makes a statement that his fellow board members must comply with the federal law, that they're required to follow the terms of the plan. Now, the question I have as we go into break, and I want you guys to answer that, if in fact there's no legal requirements, but they have decided to opt to actually follow the letter of the law or follow a plan per se, does that mean that they must give full attention to that plan and basically look at it totally for all retiree NFL players? We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in 3 minutes here, and we're going to talk about that issue. Again, this is Ida Moya, your host, and you listen to the Sports Maverick Show, and we're talking about the NFL Disability and Pension Plan. Again, this is our follow-up from last week. We'll be back more with your questions and comments.
Your Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, The Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Being a winner takes a little more than just skill and a whole lot more than luck. It takes preparation and having a winning attitude. Indy 500 race car driver and motivational speaker Lynn St. James brings to the Voice America Network that winning attitude. And the Winner's Circle with Lynn St. James airs live every Tuesday afternoon at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Lynn will share her views on motorsports and women in sports. Lynn's 30-plus year career as a race car driver has taken her around the world and enabled her to meet winners from all walks of life. Join Lynn and her guest as they offer their insight on what it takes to get into the winner's circle, whatever the challenge may be. If you have a desire to learn what it takes to be a winner from winners, or if you want to share your formula for success, tune into In the Winner's Circle with Lynn St. James every Tuesday afternoon at 12 Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Here it is, sports fans, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show, where we talk about sports and everything in between, from high school to college sports, right up to the pros. Join host Arthur Agee, co-star of the 1994 sports documentary, Hoop Dreams, for the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 Eastern, premiering on the Voice America Sports Channel. Arthur will host a variety of guests and will give the average fan a platform to voice his or her opinion about how sports play a significant role in our society. Get set for hard-hitting topics that cut to the soul of sports. See the sports industry through the eyes of the kid in the city and the kid in the suburbs. Hear from the businessmen and, yes, women from around the world. Whatever your passion is, football, basketball, baseball, golf, soccer, NASCAR, or hockey, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show is for you. That's every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyet. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. This is Ida Moye, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We are dealing with this thorny issue whether or not the NFL disability and pension plan is broken or is it just in Congress's head. And we have with us tonight Mr. Henry Lawrence, former Raider. Say hello, Henry.
Hello there.
Okay, and we have also Bernie Parrish, which is at the forefront of these congressional hearings, who's a former NFL player with the Cleveland Browns. Bernie,
hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
And also, we also have Mel Owens, who is a former Ram, and he actually is an attorney in the workers' compensation area and disability for NFL players. And welcome back, Mel.
My pleasure.
Now, we were just talking about this issue, whether or not there is a federal law that mandates an employer union to provide retirement, medical, or disability benefits. According to the counsel for the actual plan, he says that there isn't any law, no federal law. Nevertheless, they've decided, the Players Association, NFL, have agreed to maintain benefit plans. Now, I'm just going to go into what they consider as the beginning of this plan and how it came about. And, of course, Bernie, you were there, and you can refute whatever you want here because I think you were there and you could speak from the heart on this.
Right.
But he says for the first six decades of organized football, for almost 40 years after NFL was established, there was no pension plan for NFL players.
Well, that's not right. Again, he's got his facts wrong, you know, and Yeah, in 1959, Billy Houghton was the president of the NFLPA. I was a player rep. I became the vice president the next year. And Billy threw tossed an antitrust suit in the middle of the conference table in a Philadelphia hotel conference room that was full of the NFL owners and Burt Bell, the first NFL commissioner, and told them, if we don't have a retirement plan in 30 minutes, we're filing this antitrust suit. And 30 minutes later, Burt Bell came out to the lobby and said, you guys got your pension plan. And it took us two more threats of the antitrust suit, a lot of arguments, and in 1962 was the first year it was put into writing. And, yes, I was there, and we didn't have any agents or lawyers to hold our hands. We did it ourselves, and we tore it out of the hides of George Halas and Paul Brown and the Rooneys and the Maras and all the tough old bastards who were running the toughest monopoly in America at the time. And we didn't have any help from Mr. Upshaw or Mr. L from Groom Law or Troy Vincent or any of the rest of them. And they're telling us we didn't fight for it. It cost me 4 years of my career. I was blacklisted out of the league for it. So and other guys were blacklisted for it. But we fought for it, we won it, and we gifted it to all the players then and now. All the players who are the active players today who have a pension plan in the Burt Bell, Pete Rozelle plan, it is the same plan, and it's the plan that we won back in 1959.
Okay, because he says it began in 1956 was begin the organization of the union, but in 1962, player associations obtained its first pension agreement and established the Burt Bell NFL Players Retirement Plan, named after him. The plan reached back only to 1959.
That's correct.
Players who left the game before 1959, which were the pre-49ers, received no pension.
Well, that was because we had to start somewhere, in what year? And I still have the memos from Pete Rozelle telling us that we can't go back before 1959 until we see what the income is going to be, and as soon as we determine we have enough money, we'll go back before 1959. So that was the beginning. So the beginning year was 59. An ESPN announcer accused us of sliding and voting out the players who came before 1959, which was not true at all. We listened to the advice of the pension advisor for the NFL. Now, whether we should have or not is a different story. We did. We had to start somewhere. We started with 1959.
Now, according to these actual hearings from Mr. L in 1970, mm-hmm. the collective bargaining revised this plan and created its present structure. So the 1970 collective bargain revised the plan and created its present structure. I'm going to jump you forward to 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 1977, the collective bargaining reduced the vesting from 5 years to 4 years, so that players with only four credited seasons would receive a pension. Also, again, at the request of certain players, it added a third way for players to get their money earlier. It allowed them to get a lump sum early payment benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Equal to 25% of their pension once a year after leaving the NFL. This was desired by some because there was no severance pay plan. However, for many players who elected this, all later pension payments were smaller by 25%. So talk about that. There was no severance plan in that original plan.
Well, no, there was no severance plan, and nothing in the retirement plan ever related to any severance plan. This is more of their PR crap. The scheme to offer the lump sum was a scheme dreamed up by Sig Hyman, who was the guru for the owners, the insurance guru, and that was sold to 325 of the players as an advance payment for whatever reason. We are finding out now that different players were told different things, that when they reached the age for Social Security of 62, their benefits would be reduced by $50. Others were told other things, and they didn't realize that it would be reduced to $50. So we're finding out that now they have dropped that scheme because it has proven so devastating to the players who took it, and they no longer offer it. It was a bad deal.
That's correct. And in fact, they're protecting players from actually being able to take that now under the new plan, and they can't even, and also the Social Security option here, which also was available.
Well, they were selling it like soap when they wanted us to do it.
Yeah, well, not having a severance plan, you know, like regular employers would have, obviously saying that when you separate from your employment, you know, voluntarily, usually there's nothing, but if you separate, you know, if in fact you take something that your employer is asking you to do and they're holding it out like a carrot, then usually severance is involved. But then you had the situation where the union was decertified.
Yes.
And when the union was decertified, the plan was run by the owners, and there were no player trustees.
Okay, but was that in 77?
That actually came after 1982 is when it expired in 1987. In 1987, 1988, the owners agreed to continue the benefit credits, and then after that, the owners were in charge, and there were no player trustees. So two things happened. There were no contributions by the owners, and there was no accrual. So as a result of it, the plan did not grow, even for the dollars that were inside of the plan. So literally, the owner sat on the plan in defiance to the union. So, anyway.
The decertification was a maneuver that Gene Upshaw takes credit for. But it was the idea of Marvin Miller from baseball. He's the guy that advised them to decertify and file the antitrust suit, which worked just the same way that the antitrust suit worked when we won the pension plan to begin with.
Again. Okay. Well, we're going to come back in about 3 minutes here. We're moving along so fast here on this issue. And we're going to talk about the 1993 collective bargaining and compare that somewhat to the baseball situation. Again, this is Ida Moye, and we're talking about the NFL Pension and Disability Plan. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host, former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on the Voice America Sports Channel every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Ray believes it is the fans that support America's favorite sport, and they should be able to express their opinion about the game with passion. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. And let's talk football. Here it is, sports fans, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show, where we talk about sports and everything in between, from high school to college sports, right up to the pros. Join host Arthur Agee, co-star of the 1994 sports documentary, Hoop Dreams, for the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 Eastern, premiering on the Voice America Sports Channel. Arthur will host a variety of guests and will give the average fan a platform to voice his or her opinion about how sports play a significant role in our society. Get set for hard-hitting topics that cut to the soul of sports. See the sports industry through the eyes of the kid in the city and the kid in the suburbs. Hear from the businessmen and, yes, women from around the world. Whatever your passion is, football, basketball, baseball, golf, soccer, NASCAR, or hockey, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show is for you. That's every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Okay, it's Ida Moyer, your host of the Sports Mavericks Show. We are really in a heated conversation on this NFL disability benefits and pension plan. And I've got Mel Owens here from former Ram, who is a specialist in workman compensation, as well as disability claims for NFL players. I have Bernie Parrish, who is at the forefront of these congressional hearings. And, of course, Henry Lawrence, my co-host here, who is a former Oakland Raider. And we're into the last 15 minutes of our show here, so we're going to move along quite quickly here. We've sort of fast-forwarded NFL plan, and we're looking at the 1993 collective bargaining agreement. And this is the agreement that has been in the news more than anything else, because a lot what you're seeing in that agreement was the architect of that was actually the Groom Law Firm. And that means that, in fact, this is what they take pride in, and they believe that they have actually given more money to former players than in the past. But again, if you've got something that's broken, you can't give more money. You got to fix what was broken and bring it forward. And so they have not caught up. They have not caught up with baseball. So, Bernie, tell us a little bit about the baseball situation. How does it compare to what we presently have right now for the NFL retirees?
Well, you know, baseball, and we tried to model it after baseball's plan. They came in about the same time, but Marvin Miller was a longtime experienced labor leader, and he knew how to set things up, and we followed his lead in a lot of ways, and had we continued the funding the way that baseball has, we wouldn't be in this situation. Baseball has their employer contribution is, I believe, $109 million a year versus our $67.9 million. Well, a year. Well, just looking at that, you can see that there are more football players than there are baseball players. There are 9,500 players covered by it, and 7,500 baseball players. So there's not as big a difference as people might think. But the average benefit for a baseball player is $36,700 a year. the average benefit for a football player is just over $13,000 a year. A terrible.
Speaking specifically of retirees.
Retirees, the benefits, mm-hmm. Right. And baseball does not have their disability plan as part of their retirement plan. And I don't know anybody else that does either. So this is really a strange situation. It should be like it was when I was in business as a contractor. Every team should carry their own disability insurance on their employees, just like I had to. But baseball has continued to grow their funding over the years, whereas football, when 93 comes along and here and Tagliabue puts his leash on Upshaw and they decide to divert money out of the Burt Bell, Pete Rozelle retirement plan and into the second career plan and the 401k plan and an annuity plan and this plan and that plan, which created lots of legal fees for Groom and lots of other fees for other people, in investment advisors and that sort of thing, and diverted the money that would have continued to build our plan just the way baseball's had. They converted it and diverted it into all these other plans that benefited the current players but not the older retired players, and therefore gave them a way to control the votes of the active players by giving them these new perks and cutting out the older players. So they can get the active players to vote for whatever they want them to vote for, and it creates a competition or they play off the retired players against the active players. But that's how the disparity. That's how the real problems began. Now, what most active players, they don't realize that their disability plan comes out of the retirement plan. They don't have a clue. They don't realize that funding the retirement plan is also funding their own disability plan.
Well, you know, Bernie, we obviously, when we look at the information that's in front of us right here, and we talk about the issues from 1982, the collective bargaining agreement expiring in 1987, where is the information between 82 and 87? And then when the owners took over, then where's that information? Because it jumps from 88 to 1993 in his testimony, which means that you've got a vacuum here.
Yeah.
And it looks like to me that it's owner-generated.
Yeah, it is.
That it's owner-generated, that it's the owners who have not taken care of the players in a lot of ways, which means that your
right.
union has the fiduciary responsibility to represent players. And if he's correct that you're supposed to follow the letter of the law, okay,
well,
and you're supposed to follow that plan,
yeah.
then if the owners were in charge, why isn't the owners involved in these lawsuits?
Well, the owners, the union is not the opposition. It is the owners. They're the ones that write the check.
So, I mean, we know that just because we're going to the end of our show here. I want to get this point in, is that the plan is administered by independent source, retirement board, and it's not the Players Association. It's not the NFL that administers it. It's by the members are three
appointed.
Owner representative and
yeah.
three player representative.
Right.
That's active players, not retired. You know, there is one retired player on there, and he's a fiduciary person. So I mean, you have three retiree players there, but
right.
the fiduciary person that really administers this is Mr. Duran. Of course, he's a former NFL player. But my goodness, we're out of time again. We're going to have to revisit this again. We've got a meeting coming up on July 24th where some players, retiree players, will be meeting with the commissioner and with the NFL Players Association to discuss this issue. Again, I want to thank you guys. Thank you, Henry, for being with us. Thank you again, you know, Bernie, for being with us. And Mel, all best, you know, thank you so much. And we definitely will revisit this after the July 24th meeting and see exactly what comes out of that meeting. In the meantime, you know, everyone be safe. This is Ida Moya, your host, with the Sports Maverick Show. And we'll be back with you next week, same time, at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. Everyone have a good evening.
Thank you for joining Ida Moyet and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.